Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path, one that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Take a little shortbread, daddy not far. How many cheeks? Take a little shortbread, daddy not far. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Smiling, sunshine or rain.
Celeste Morgan, and it wasn't a smooth groove on a Sunday night. You were listening to Julie Dexter, Transitions. You know, the most beautiful thing about music is how there's a prayer in the song. I know I hear Life Coach Today say that on Life Conversations Radio Network, but it is so true. The struggle is supposed to make us stronger, and that's how we're going to start off the night. Welcome to the deep end of transformation. Are you ready? I am. Now, let me give you a heads up. I do not have access to the internet, so I can't see you, but I can feel you. So that means that Life Coach Today is going to be my ears and eyes tonight, screening and doing a technical piece, and I want to thank him for always being there for me, and I want to thank you for being there tonight. I trust you're having a beautiful weekend. I don't know if all of us have off tomorrow, but this show is going to get you ready for your week. I'm so excited. This is the third show, and I'm always nervous right before it starts. And then once the music stops, I just feel this rush of love, and I know that's all of you walking with me. So we are going to be doing readings tonight. But I have a special, special gift. We've got a great number that's running today. It's the number 9. I like to think of this number as a special guest in the house. So if you would like to have a reading, call 347-426-3346. Life Coach Today is also going to be checking the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan fan page if you have any questions there. And let's get started. Did I say I was excited? Okay, I am. I'm very excited. It's just nice to come home to you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. So as you know, this is the place where we talk about tarot and we talk about numerology, and not just traditional tarot, but Mother Peace tarot is really my specialty. And I don't know, we might have a Black Angel card jump in here at some point. But the real focus of this show is go out into the deep and get ready for a haul. The deep is you. And the haul is all the treasures you will find when you discover that introspection leads the way to transformation. So are you ready to unlock the magic that is inside of you? The key to your buried treasure is the number 9. Now let's play a little bit about how 9 shows up. It's such a powerful number. I actually had somebody ask me before the show, Donna DeLuca, bless her heart, like, I thought 9 is the end of a cycle, and it is. It's the end of a cycle. But besides just being an end of a cycle, it also has other little clues with it about how to walk into it, which is about transformation. 9 is the butterfly in medicine cards, and 9 is the hermit in tarot. Now, what does the butterfly and the hermit have in common? That's a good question. Well, they both go through developmental stages. Now, people think about the hermit. They often think that the hermit is staying in the house. But if you notice, in tarot, the hermit is always outside. When we call somebody a hermit, we think of a recluse. We think of someone who's not getting out. But the reality is, the hermit card in tarot is always outside and always is featured with a light, because the hermit is the way shower.
See, the hermit goes inside and then comes out to teach the lessons that he or she has learned on their own journey, which is why they call him the way shower or the pathfinder. Now, the funny thing is, the hermit is astrologically associated with the sign of Virgo, Virgo the Virgin. Now, you got to pull out the whole sex talk. It's not about that. The Virgin really means that she's whole, all unto herself. The hermit follows the lessons of the high priestess, but actually pushes the apply button because they go within their intuition to help guide the way. And that is the main key and the main focus for us. So we're talking about going inside. Now, if you notice, before a butterfly learns to fly, it has to crawl on the ground for a little bit. It's the caterpillar first. And then there's some quiet calling. I want to get up higher. You know, you're trying to figure out, how does a caterpillar know when it's time to crawl up someplace and create a cocoon? Now, if that were us, and I did have this flash, imagine if we had to go up in a cocoon. I mean, I would start asking some questions like, how am I going to get back down? I mean, that, you know, okay, I could put the silk around myself, but how am I going to get out? Well, thank goodness the animals show us how to do it, because if they had had that conversation, I'm not sure if anybody would fly. But life keeps pushing us to our greater yet to be. And going within in that journey takes you at the deep end of transformation. So the butterfly is nine. The hermit is nine. Nine also belongs to an African Orisha by the name of Oya, and she's the goddess of change and transformation. Her saying is, I destroy what you no longer need. And at the deep end of transformation, what we no longer need usually are our attachments and our egos and the things that keep us heavy. We're too afraid to let go. And so these symbols and this number, this end of the cycle, reminds us that there's a new beginning, but we have to respect the transitions in our life to get to that point, to get to that higher level. So you are listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, and that is just teeny, teeny part of number nine. When you call in for your readings, I also incorporate how you might be at certain stages or developmental places where you can reap the most benefit out of the lessons that are coming to you. And you know, the other piece right now is that I was focused on, you know, we talk about synchronicity and we talk about how there are ways of understanding that there are universal truths that are confirmed for us all the time. So when we came up with the title for the show, The Deep End of Transformation, the next day, Daily Word, and actually today, posted something that I thought was so beautiful and so in alignment with the energy of today and the energy of this show that I want to share it with you. And it is, I am transformed when I live from my highest self. At the core of my being is a powerful, abiding essence. As I focus my thoughts in the love, light, peace, and joy of God, I align with that essence. God is not separate from me, and I am not separate from God. I recognize the strength and power of my being when I claim the truth of my divine nature. My life is transformed. I create my life according to my beliefs. If I believe that others should determine how I live my life, I may feel powerless. If I take responsibility for making my own choices, I feel empowered. I see and claim my infinite potential. Transformation is gradual but dramatic as I fully realize that I am eternally one with God. I just thought that was absolutely amazing and in alignment. And it's also my way of remembering that all of the things that are showing up in my life, all of the things that are showing up in your life, they're not happening for us, or they're not happening to us. They are happening for us to get us to our next level so that we can transform and be at the highest self, express ourselves from the highest self. So I believe that Life Coach today is going to come in and let me know about what's going on in the chat room.
Oh, man, you got me working.
You okay?
I feel like Chris Tucker. Which one of y'all just hit me?
Listen to you. Listen to you. I can see the birds. You can handle it. You're a pro.
Right. Okay, so real quick, we're going to gonna call the screen, but we got Kathy in the chat room. We got Kathy 7129 in the chat room. We got Antoine
7129.
Ooh. Yes, I know you're going to add that number up. But while you're adding up, I'll tell you about the other people. You can't help it. You just got it bad.
Ooh, okay. All right, I need somebody. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord. We got Unwalibu,
Antoine, hey,
Antoine in the chat.
Oh, wow.
Tamara from Tamara Joy, Tracy,
wow.
And Miller. Okay, Swiper.
Hey,
in the room.
Swiper.
And swipe on. No swiping. And then we have Vicky Lady. I got the victory stuff. Okay, don't Celestia, whatever you do. Okay. And
okay, but wait, did I hear, did you say Kathleen?
Yeah, she's on there too.
I said Kathleen Cole from Love Streamers. It's a lot of love flowing through. Is that why I'm all jittery and excited?
Must be. She said, Kathleen actually said, oh, nine is transformation, huh? My birthday is on the 9th. And this
ninth
is my
49th.
I don't know. I'm just reading what's in the chat room. Sorry, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Calm down, lady. She's scaring me. I'm stupid.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Okay, her birthday's on the 9th.
Her birthday's on the 9th. And she said, this is my 49th year, and I am in hibernation right now. And Antoine said, Umwalimu speaks, for those of you in the chat, I'm saying, who is Antoine? My birthday was on the 9th, and this is my 45th year also.
Interesting.
You've got all these 9 people surrounding you. Let's see.
Well, you know, that's because they're powerful. And I am in the hibernation.
I just see, I told you that I'm very psychic. Oh, I can't tell people that. Because when I said Umbalimo, I kept saying Antoine. I said people would say, who the heck is that? And Tamara Joy said, Antoine. Oh, she said, how are you? Oh, I thought you were checking me. Okay. All right, let's see. Okay, one more thing for you so I can go do screening because I don't want you to duck my pay.
Okay.
Kathleen said it was the 9th of January. Oh, yeah, of course. Happy birthday. Happy belated birthday.
Oh, that's right. I did say happy birthday to her.
Ooh, she said, Celeste. You gave me the number 7, which is my favorite number.
Yes, thank you for reminding me. That is absolutely right. I did it really. Oh, yes. 7, the chariot. Victory. See, you are psychic because you just talked about victory for Vicky Lady a day.
Shh, I'm in the closet. I don't want to come out yet. I'm not ready to. But anyway, Joyful Time of Joy said she went on a sweet walk in the sun today, and I am now eating raw cheesecake. Yuck. Okay, let me go screen. I'm out of here.
All right. Okay. But you know what, though? Great. But you know, a day with the closet and Kathleen with the hibernation piece actually triggered something that I wanted to talk about. So thank you for that, family. This is a family show. This is what it is, you know, and I want to thank, you know, all of you beautiful people for being out there and supporting me. I mean, I just, I love the love on Life Conversations Radio Network, and I love how you all come and support all the shows, so thank you for that. But one of the pieces that came up for me at the deep end of transformation was one of these spots that, for me, the last stages of being in a cocoon really, really feel like the deep end of transformation. You know, the wings of the butterfly are formed. Butterfly is ready to move. And then I believe that the friction that shows up in our lives, you know, reflect that there's a space that might be too small for us. You know, there are situations that remind us that at some point there's just no room to move, and we, regardless of where we are, ready or not, in our conscious state, are preparing to emerge, to fly, to give birth to our own magic. You know, and that's really the key for me around this number nine, and why the butterfly is often used as a symbol for transition and change and beauty and light. But don't forget the journey that the butterfly has to go through, or the little babies have to go through. Now, I know that Life Coach Today said that he was screening, so I am ready for caller Life Coach Today if that time is now. I'm sure you'll let me know. But I just wanted to acknowledge Kathleen feeling like she's in her hibernation period. But since she also reminded me that she has the number seven, there is victory in her midst with the Chariot of Tarot. And it's also the skunk reputation in medicine cards. Not reputation in the way that you have to worry about your reputation, but in the way that a skunk is respected because of its reputation. Nobody really messes with the skunk because nobody wants to have that smell on them. And therefore, the skunk gets its due respect. So it's a powerful animal in the medicine cards as well. And so we're playing with the number nine. We're playing with the deep end of transformation. The other key piece of the deep end is I'm really talking about water. You know, it is a biblical reference. And water is symbolized as emotions. And I often hear it described as energy in motion. So once we're able to acknowledge and accept that we all go through certain feelings and connections, and we can recognize what's showing up for us, we're in a more powerful way to place, to surrender to what is. And we learn to float on the water. You know, I say the deep is you, and the water reflects your emotions. The body of what we find in ourselves in the deep. And it's not wise to waste energy by resisting or floundering. When we surrender to the waves of what's showing up for us, then we're in a better position to accept everything that's like it's a divine revelation. A divine revelation of our soul's calling. That is how I'm seeing the deep end of transformation. We get to learn how to not focus on expectations, no attachments. Learning to trust the process actually provides relief. And you get to feel like you're in still waters. And that's another piece that came up for me this weekend. And it's a powerful journey, this number nine. And it's powerful walking it with all of you as well.
I'm jumping in, Celeste. I don't
Wonderful.
Know, the internet gremlins are messing with me.
I'm like, what's going on?
But anyway, yes. It's not about me. I don't have any sound. But I'll let you know that you got Kathy from California. She got a question about relationships.
The end of a cycle. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, go ahead. You got it.
Hi, Kathy. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fine. Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan.
Thank you.
So you have a question about relationships tonight, hmm?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to tell me what your question is? I'm going to let you know I already reached for the Mother Peace tarot cards, but I want to hear from you what's on your heart right now.
I don't know, okay? This sounds good, but that's okay because I'm going to throw it to you. Anyway.
Okay.
For the last week, I have been wanting to sing love songs to the moon. I mean, I am calling out to something. I don't know what I'm calling to, but I'll tell you, and I feel so happy.
Yes.
And I just am, just right out there. I just don't know what's going on or coming in, but I'll tell you something. It's going on. It reminds me of when I was pregnant and getting ready about a week before to have the kids. You know how you did that? Yes. And it's just I have never in my life wanted to coo to the moon like a big bird.
Wow.
But I know. It's the most, it's entrancing. It's beautiful. And I am so, and there's not a desperate feeling. There's not a, you know, there's not a loneliness feeling. It's a very exquisite feeling. I've never had it before. I'm 50 years old, and I have never felt like this, I'm telling you. So,
wow. Well, I'm going to let you know that over this weekend, particularly, we had a moon in Taurus. And the Taurus sign is really connected to what you're talking about, that sensuality, getting in touch with your senses. And you're feeling it like, you know what, right now you're like a roadmap for how to really tap into that inner joy. It's not being woken up by anything outside of you. This is your own heart call singing out to the moon. That's a powerful place to be in, and I haven't even pulled a card yet, but I do believe that you are getting in touch with the water that I've been talking about, the deep end, the transformation. You're surrendering to something much higher than yourself, and what a gift to have you on this line tonight.
Oh, thank you.
My goodness, I can't wait to see what card comes up for you. Girl,
I don't know what it is, but I'm
girl, you just got the magician. Number one magician. Okay, today is the end of the cycle, okay? Nine is running today, but tomorrow one is running, the magician.
Okay.
Let me describe this for you. This magician has on a leopard robe, and this magician, and it's Mother Peace Tarot deck, so it features women in power. The magician is the one who makes it happen. So, look, we just talked about how, I'm like, you know, you're connecting with that moon and Taurus energy, and the Taurians are all about senses and sensuality. It goes beyond sexuality. We're ruled by Venus, for goodness sakes. I mean, of course we're going to be love and beauty and light. Now, you just communicated that, and then when I pulled the card for you, dear Kathy, I get one of the most powerful cards in tarot. And this card is so powerful because the power is within you as the magician to make it happen. The magician has control over the elements, can balance them. We're talking the water of the emotions, the air of mental faculties, the passion of fire, and the groundedness of earth. Taking all of these elements, learning what needs to be learned, right, and then passing it on and remembering that as a magician, you have a power. Like, I actually call the magician the superhero card of tarot.
Okay.
Because, you know, you put on that cape and you're going and you sound really magical. You sound like you could fly right now, like you just bust out of your cocoon.
I'm ready to shoot. I tell you.
What a powerful place to be in. And, you know, the beauty of doing readings is that anybody who's listening to you gets to dance with you and fly with you. If we could all say an energetic yes to Kathy right now, we all get blessed with singing to the moon. So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, you're in alignment with what you shared. This card is powerful. In a traditional tarot deck, the magician has an infinity symbol over his head. And that speaks of being connected between heaven and earth in all eternity. So whatever you're doing, keep it up. The magician also casts spells. Kathy, okay?
Uh-huh.
And when you cast spells, and here, you think of the word spells. You know,
right.
We spell words, right?
Right.
Our words and our thoughts and our actions can either have us create heaven on earth or hell on earth. You, my dear, are creating heaven, and it's absolutely powerful. You're a magical being, Magician Kathy, and I appreciate you coming in.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Now, how is that? I mean, did that answer your question about how
you're
feeling? Okay.
Yeah, I just am like, it's just, I didn't know if someone's going to sweep you. What's going on? It's because it's just so, wow, you know?
Wow.
So,
well, you're in touch with something. Kathy, what is your birthday?
9/5/62.
9/5/62. Now, I'm not sure if I know. That's not, what is that? Is that a Libra or a?
No, I'm a Virgo.
Oh, girl, you're a Virgo.
Oh,
here,
yeah.
This Virgo is calling in on this 9 day, and the number 9 is the Hermit card is connected with, astrologically connected to Virgo. So there's another confirmation for you that you're on track. 9 is running today. I talked about the Hermit. Hermit is astrologically connected to Virgo. You're playing with some full moon and Taurus energy. And you are a magician, young lady. So tap into that energy. Go forth and be the light you are.
It's tapped right there. So, well, then I guess everything is in good shape, huh?
Yes, everything's in wonderful shape. You keep passing on that light and know that you've got the skills to make it happen. The magician makes it happen, okay?
Thank you very much.
It is my pleasure, Kathy. Thank you so much. And I do believe that. You too, Kathy.
Right.
And I do believe Life Coach today is good. Oh, she's so sweet. I don't want to let her go either.
Yeah, you guys were having fun. I was afraid to jump in.
Yes.
Wait, just want to let you know, Tanya's on the line.
Mother Witt.
Valerie's on the line. You got Tanya on the line. You got Kobe on the line. Who else? Tam Tam and some other numbers. I don't know all these numbers. But anyway, we're going to take a break, and then Antoine has a question around business. All right, so you ready for the break?
I'm ready for the break. Get some water.
Well, I'm not. I can't do all of this. It's doing my head in. All right,
you.
Yeah, you know, don't let people know
how
great
today.
I am. You're very welcome. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right, we're taking a break now.
All right.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki mind management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I do believe we have our brother Antoine getting ready to join us, has a question about business. Looking forward to this call. Antoine is such a dear brother. Love him madly. I'm ready for you, Antoine. What you want to know? What you reckon? How
love
can
you
I
too,
help
girl.
You tonight?
How you doing?
What's
tonight?
Going on? I'm great. Ooh,
I'm so,
so
happy that you are doing this show on Sunday. And I have listened to them. And you're doing a great job.
Thank you, Antoine. I appreciate that.
Great, Don. I just wanted to say hello to Ade, even though I spoke to him just a second ago, and to everyone else. I just wanted to see what is in store for me coming up in the business world for me.
Okay. I'm happy to tell you that, as long as you remember, that I don't do prophecy, but what we can do is play with the Mother Peace Tarot deck to see what comes up and to see where you are in terms of your spiritual development. Now, Antoine, I'm going to tell you this. I do prophecy by accident. So if you get something that just zings you, let me know. I'm going to need you to confirm it for me, okay? All right, so I am going to the Mother Peace Tarot deck for you. And that's what I love about tarot, because the lessons that we get to learn are found within each little card, the little secrets and likes. Interesting. Okay, so I have a Sun of Swords here. Okay, now I'm taking a deep breath with you. These are the things that you need to watch out for, okay? Because if it were reversed, it'd be a whole different ball game. But let me just describe it for you. There is a man. He has his eye on a treasure chest, okay? He has a sword in his hand. He's nude, and usually nudity in tarot means unconditional love and acceptance for yourself. But he has his cape on, and he has his boots. He has a bird by the neck that he's killed, and he's crushed to flowers. So here is what I would say to you around your business. Make sure that your focus is on your heart connection and your divine connection, because if we have a tendency to only look at the treasure, we might trample over the very precious balance of femininity and masculinity that lives within us. This is a man who does not care at all. And I know you, and I know your focus on your business isn't just to get money, but to be of service to people and to help them on their journey. This card is more like the sun is like learning at the learning stage. Within the people cards, you know, sometimes they call it, you know, I'm doing this by Mother Peace. I have a daughter. I have a sun, I have a priestess, and then I have a shaman. So each one of those beings, the daughter being the one who's the newest, the son is learning the skills that the daughter has already learned, the mother and the father or the priestess and the shaman are at the master level. Both of them are needed because one focuses on action and the other one focuses on receptivity. So the son is just beginning to learn how not to crush people in his path. Swords is air in tarot, so that's what you're thinking about. It's your mental functioning. What are your thoughts in these moments? So I would say to make sure that you are being conscious of the things that you see around you. Always keep your goal in mind, but make sure that your goal is in connection and in alignment with what your heart's call is, what your soul's purpose is. If it starts to get into just the focus of treasures, then that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any questions about that?
No. I do, actually.
Please, please. Because that's a tough card. I know it is.
This Son of Swords.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a possibility that that could also mean that someone else is looking to gain from what I am attempting, what I'm bringing forward?
It could mean that, if that is what resonates with you, because only you know what your life journey is. You know what I'm saying? It could be somebody outside of you, but have you ever heard that in dreams we represent everything that's showing up? Because here's the thing. If you do have somebody around you who's like that, then there might be some internal work for what's the attraction in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I mean, we all dance to the same tune eventually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so whether it's you or whether it's somebody outside of you or whether it's a warning or a caution, the gift has been given to you.
Of course.
So now the question is, what are you going to do about it? Because I know that your business is not just about treasure.
It's about people.
Indeed. This person does not care about people. And actually, he's like a Roman. He's a Roman guy. Conqueror in action.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would tell you right now, because this is a quick reading, what I would tell you right now is marinate on it. Marinate, you know, do some inventory. Nine is about introspection. It is about reflection. Call it your Sankofa moment and see whether house needs to be cleaned or if it's just a universal, oh, okay, something to watch out for, and if it comes up in the future, I know how to handle it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that resonate?
It does.
All right, my brother.
All right.
Thank you for calling in, Antoine. I appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you.
Aw, you have a beautiful night.
You too. I'm going to listen in to the rest of the show.
Okay, wonderful. And next we have, thank you. Next we have Julia from Arizona getting ready to join me. Oh, I love Arizona, Julia.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my goodness. How are you doing?
Ah, gosh, I wish I could say I love Arizona. L.A. has been home. California's been home. And it's been 5.5 years being out in the desert energy, which has been a very harsh energy for my heart and soul. Mm-hmm. And I have 11 days. I'm counting, as you can tell, to see what I and Spirit are doing as far as, you know, lease on apartment, in between jobs, finances, all these kind of things. And I know we've been on a wild ride together. And I have a sense of what I'm meant to be doing in this lifetime, but at the same time, it's like, whoa, could we have some stability here so I can get on with the program, get on with the show? Wow. So I would really love to know what the heck is going on and what do I do?
Okay.
What, well, who do I be, I guess I should say.
Well, honey, be you. That's the first thing we're going to do. We're gonna
yeah,
say,
absolutely.
Be you. Because that number nine energy that's running today is really inviting all of us to step inside to really understand what our soul's call is. You know, and if we don't ask those questions, it's hard to get the answers. You know, so I am thankful that you called tonight. I am going to the Mother Peace Tarot deck. Interesting. Okay. You know how you just said how, you know, you're kind of over the whole Arizona thing?
Yeah. Very.
I pulled a card that's actually based in
on
Southwest.
Desert, right?
Yeah.
God. I meant G-A-W-D.
Yes, 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 yes. I've got the eight of this, and it's to the right, which means that you're really, really working hard. Now, when we start to get to the number part of the tarot cards, the most beautiful thing about that that I could tell you is that it is shift. You know, there are things that we could play with. But it has a group of women who are working collectively on their individual arts and crafts. I don't know what you work in, Julia, but there is a point of finding meaning in your work that's connected, I'm sensing, to perhaps the arts. I don't know if there's something creative that you're doing, and perhaps you've been doing it alone too long because this
yeah.
is a group card. This is a group card. These women love each other, but they're all working on their little piece of their own puzzle. That's the eight of this. And the disc card represents groundedness, and the disc in Mother Peace Tarot do feature Southwest Plain Native Americans full on in alignment with the area where you are right now. And I read these cards
glory
blind.
Be.
I read these cards blind, and when I say I read it blind, I'm like, I'm not looking at it and pulling a card for you. I just pull a card out of the deck. Now, that number eight is really powerful, too, because it could be justice or strength in tarot. And the eight number is about balance. Also, you know, the number eight makes a, you know, how it's two circles on top of each other. A lot of people like
yeah.
to say that that's the feminine
infinity.
And the masculine.
Infinity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but it is to the right, and that's a lot of effort. I mean, you're clearly working hard to make it happen. But what I would suggest right now, and I know you said you just have 11 days, and I'm like, yeeks, yeah, you might want to relax.
Gosh, I need to remember how to do that. But,
yeah, relax. Yeah. Asking for help. I mean, these women
yeah.
are all working, but they're working together. Energetically, when we all combine our energies, and this doesn't mean that people are just going to give you this or that or, you know,
right.
But just collectively being able to pull in the resource of reaching out to a community to say, hey, Julie over here, I could use this and that. I'm wondering if you're so busy working that you're not asking for help, that you're not reaching out for your resources. And I can only say it because I do it, honey, so please
yeah.
don't think that I'm learning as I teach, you know?
No, I understand. I understand
mm-hmm.
what it's like to be on the teaching side and the student side. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's been interesting because it is a very lonely energy out here
mm-hmm.
in the desert. And so
mm-hmm.
building community, which I thought, you know, leaving L.A. and you know, my spiritual home and Agape and everything.
Oh.
And having all this, it's been a long time and finding any sense of community. And
mm-hmm.
there's a little bit here, but it's still more where I'm in leadership, and I'm like, whoa, I need to be leaning on some folks right now. So
mm-hmm.
I call Agape, you know, prayer line, and,
mm-hmm.
and things like that, and I'm connecting with a spiritual group here that, you know, I've been able to ask for prayer and put that out.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, even earlier today, you know, which I'm really, really thankful for.
Wonderful.
But as far as, you know, really having community and sisterhood that I've known
mm-hmm.
for so many years that hasn't built here yet, that hasn't
mm-hmm.
hasn't come into being yet, And I understand the power of being still and, you know, listening to, you know, the still small voice within me. But I feel like, dang, I'm not hearing anything, and I can hear it for everyone else.
Isn't that something?
Even your energy, when you said it, your energy really went low. When you said,
yeah.
I was in a stutter like it's a drag.
I get that. I really do. But I think the stillness led you to this call. And I think the stillness
absolutely.
Led you to
it was a miracle. It was a miracle again to talk with you. Yeah.
That's my pleasure. And you know what? Community is so important, Julia. I mean, it is, and I'm learning that myself. And so I'm not, you know, remember, like I said, I'm learning how to ask for help and the support that I need to. The good news is I do see it for you. I mean, this is a powerful card to pull.
Cool.
At this time of night, you know, and don't be a stranger. Come back. You can join our energetic community on Sunday nights. And,
beautiful. I just, you know, it was by way of a friend through Agape Love Streamers that I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I loved your name. I loved your energy. And thinking, we'll see what the universe does here. And here I am getting to speak with you. And I'm like, wow.
That's wonderful. I love those Love Streamers. They are amazing people. There are a whole bunch of them in the chat room. So, Julia, you know, I appreciate you. I'm sending you love and light in the desert. And I'm going to tell you something that you have that I don't have right now. And what you have, my sister, are those beautiful sunsets.
Yes, that's, you know what, that's really true. And you hit on something earlier that's my path for some years, very wildly, you know, with the spirit, with the universe, has been that of the shamanic path.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been very interesting for me here in the desert land of Arizona, and, you know, past lives and memories and all kinds of things coming up for me. And,
Julia,
you know,
call back next week so I can get some more of this story. You're
I sure will.
Oh, my
God. I'm like, dang, where are my teachers here? You know?
Oh. We're all waiting for you to come into yourself, and that's what's
up. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's what I'm a little nervous and scared and terrified about. But anyway, I was just gifted a djembe drum this afternoon. I left all my drums and everything in Los Angeles, and I have this beautiful djembe drum sitting in my living room.
Oh,
and,
see. Wow.
And, you know, my shamanic teacher who is in Maryland, you know, who I've spent a little bit of time with here and there, last time was several months ago, she goes, you know, Mother Africa is fully with you. She is breathing life into you. And
you
I'm like,
what,
and here I've got this djembe with me now, Celeste.
Wow. And now I'm going to trip you out. And Julia is the last gift of the night. Julia, I am in Maryland. And I really, really thank you so much for calling.
Wow.
I live in Maryland, Sarita.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to try and I'll find you and
let you know about her
and her husband. Her husband has an organic farm there and a love for the animal kin and Mother Earth. And I have a feeling we might be talking again sometime.
Oh, yes. And you can find me on a celestial show and everybody family. Julia, thank you so much. I'm going to release
you
to your beautiful self. And stay. Make sure you stay listening because I'm going to let everybody know that you can find me on the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan fan page, like page, on Facebook.com.
Right now. On. Great.
You're right on, sister. You find me. I'm up in Love Streamers. I post every morning. And
oh,
I
my
just
gosh. Thank you, sister.
Oh.
I'm like, and thank you to the sweet soul who, you know, takes care of your calls. His voice, I didn't have a chance to tell him. His
life
voice
coach today.
Is so beautiful.
I know, right? And, you know, the beautiful thing is everybody can listen to him Monday through Wednesday from 12 to 2 o'clock on the Ask Life Coach of Day radio show. Yes, yes, yes. And then I show up at around 1 p.m. and I do the energy of the day. every day.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Community, community's building.
That's what we're talking about. So we're about to wrap it up. Family.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank
Big
you.
Kisses. Thank you, Julia.
Big kisses and hugs to you.
Thank you, universe.
What a gift. What a gift being here with you guys. So.
God bless
Amen.
You, Julia. God is
you
blessed
too,
you.
Sister.
Amen. I hear Ricky Fires back with the land of I Am. And I am really touched by all of you tonight. I learn and grow with each reading that I do and get to share the moment with you. Welcome to the deep end of transformation. Say yes to the land of I Am. Say yes to yourself. Remember, I'll see you around 1 on the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show. And don't forget to rejoin me on Sundays at 8 p.m. Have a beautiful night, family. I love you. Love yourself. Good night.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.